Hello and welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast from the Lancet Healthy Longevity. I'm Rachel Hellier and it's October 2021. Pensions are a common point of discussion among many working age individuals, including the plans of governments across many countries to increase state pension ages in the future. Many increases are decided upon as a result of population ageing, which is accelerating globally. However, one aspect that is also important to consider is whether workers are healthy enough to remain productive and live longer working lives. In view of this, a study done by Michael Boissonneau and Paula Rios in this month's issue of the Lancet Healthy Longevity for the first time estimated changes in healthy and unhealthy working life expectancy. So that is the time that older workers spend both healthy and working, or both unhealthy and working, respectively. The study was done in 14 OECD countries between 2002 and 2017. Today, the first author of that study, Dr. Michael Boissonneau, postdoctoral researcher in demography at Netherlands Interdisciplinary Demographic Institute in The Hague and the University of Groningen, both in Netherlands, has joined me to discuss the study. Hi, Michael. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, it's a pleasure.
To start us off with a bit of context, as increasing life expectancies are placing greater demands on older people to extend their working lives, can you please start by discussing the importance of understanding patterns of healthy and unhealthy working life expectancy?
Yeah, so as you mentioned in the introduction, so there's in a lot of countries, especially among OECD countries, because of population aging, there is a lot of changes to retirement schemes. And so the idea is that they are trying to provide incentives for workers to work longer and to postpone their retirement. But the problem is that older workers, they continue. So if you look at trends over time, in especially in the prevalence of chronic diseases, it tends to stay stable or even to increase over time. So the question that we were asking ourselves is whether people spend more time working and while having a chronic condition, or perhaps that people just they don't work longer as anticipated by the changes in policy, and maybe they retire early and they take other routes to retirement, such as early retirement or disability benefits. So yeah, as this is changing, as people are expected to work longer, it's important to look at trends in whether people work with better or poorer health, especially at older ages.
In your study, how did you assess those patterns? And how do your study aims and methods build on sort of existing research?
As you said, so in the introduction, you said we're the first study to look at healthy and unhealthy working life expectancy. Just to provide a broader context, and actually we weren't the only study, but there was other studies that did similar things. But it's more about we made a broader assessment. That's the main thing. But there is the concept of life expectancy that was developed many years ago, and most people are familiar with. And then a bit later, people developed the concept of healthy life expectancy. So that's the number of years spent. So life expectancy is just the number of years spent alive, right? Healthy life expectancy is the number of years spent healthy. About at the same time, researchers also developed the concept of working life expectancy, which is the number of years spent working throughout one's lifetime. And it's only more recently, so around 2005, that researchers came up with the idea of combining healthy life expectancy and working life expectancy. So that's the number of years spent healthy and at work. And well, you have the, let's say, the complement of this measure, which is the number of years spent unhealthy and at work. So since this measure was proposed, there is only a handful of studies that used it. And they were either looking at, they applied it to let's say, smaller populations or more specific populations. So, for example, municipal workers in the Netherlands or in Finland, There is one study that was done in England about which is representative of the whole population, but that was really just at one point in time. And there were also a few, or there was, I think, one comparison between countries, but that was also at one point in time with data representative of whole countries. But what we really did for the first time, as far as I'm aware, is that we looked at both a large pool of countries and at trends over time among those countries. So we looked at 14 OECD countries. So that's how we tried to build up a bit on past research.
So what methods did you use to assess these patterns in your study?
So we used Sullivan's method. So with this method, we really looked at the prevalences. So at the situation at one point in time, or actually, well, so we compared 3 points in time. What I mean by that is that we didn't follow people over time. We looked at the situation during specific periods. It's based on prevalences of people in different states, so including healthy and at work, unhealthy and at work.
Okay, yeah. So you really brought together this data from all different countries across quite a long time period. So, that's your sort of unique in this study.
So. That's also the difference. How we build up on past research. So we took data from three different large surveys on the older population. So surveys like SHARE, HRS, and ELSA. Those have been running for years, and they are representative of the population of multiple countries. And that's what I wanted to say. We really concentrated also on older people. So we didn't look at working life throughout the lifetime, but we concentrated on ages 51 until 65.
So what were your key findings then in the study, and how might these also inform employment policies and practice, if that's relevant, along with the preventative interventions for age-related chronic diseases, of course?
Yeah, so what we found is that if we compare countries, there is really all kinds of situations. So in some countries, it is mostly people who are less healthy, who extended their working life. In other countries, it's mostly people with good health who extended their working life. And then you have a mix of the two. Sometimes it's both healthy and unhealthy people. So this really points toward maybe an effect of policies. So maybe in Scandinavian countries, for example, it was often more healthy people who extended their working lives more. So maybe they are better at selecting people with less than good health out of the labor market.
Or perhaps in supporting them so they can leave work as well.
Exactly. Maybe there is better disability schemes. Yeah, in the United States, people with poor health tended to extend their working lives more than people with good health. Maybe because out of necessity, or out of financial necessity. But we would need more research to really look at the causes. But we could really see different patterns. And another finding is that it's really people with high blood pressure, so hypertension, who extended their working life the most, and people with arthritis. If you want to reduce a bit the burden on older workers, the burden of poor health, then you really need to think about these two diseases, to target these two diseases. So it can be, and if we think of about these two diseases, they are probably less disabling than other diseases. Like, for example, someone who has a stroke will not go back to work very fast after having a stroke. But maybe high blood pressure and arthritis are a bit more manageable. So if you take the right drugs, you will be able to continue working.
They still allow people to work, but potentially this is sort of unhealthy working life.
Right. So still, people who have arthritis or high blood pressure, they are less productive. They might miss more days of work. So you cannot just expect that older people will just be as able to work as younger people, as long as they suffer more from chronic diseases. That's simply not the same.
That's, I suppose, in some ways, valuable information. Those diseases can be sort of targeted to affect healthy or unhealthy working life. So that's something to take away. So just moving on, as the global population continues to age rapidly, what are some of the key avenues for further research in this area? Where do you see this going?
For example, it would be interesting to really do more research to understand variation between countries. What are the best practices? How you can give a chance to older workers to continue working despite poor health, and also avoiding that poor health among older workers become too big of a burden for them. Because as populations age and as people are also living longer, well, they are expected to live longer, but it's very probable that in the future there's going to be more people on the labor market with chronic diseases. We're better informing better the policies by finding how practices differ among countries regarding, for example, disability benefits. Who is granted disability benefits? What kind of screening is done? What kind of retirement schemes they are? So that's one avenue. And maybe another one would be to look at individual processes, each, because we really concentrated on the patterns among the whole population. But if you look at the individuals themselves, how they cope with declining health as they age, do they? So we know that some of them just retire altogether, and that depends a lot on the kind of work that you do. So arthritis can be more detrimental for a construction worker than for other kinds of workers. So yeah, what do they do? Do they choose to retire altogether? Do they reduce the number of working hours? Maybe that can help. That can help them remaining on the labor force if they want to. And future research could really find ways of modeling those processes more at the individual level. For example, using multi-state modeling or that kind of techniques.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's lots of potential for future research there. Then that's really great. And thanks for just putting that study into context and giving us some more information about that. That's really interesting. Great talking to you. And thanks to the listeners for tuning in. You can read the full article in the Lancet Healthy Longevity online at thelancet.com. And you can listen to and subscribe to the In Conversation With podcast wherever you usually get your podcasts from. Bye for now, and see you next time.